I can't find any confirmation online that Miami Vice was a huge influence on John Woo, but I'm going to make the argument on this episode with your help that it was.
Definitely, definitely. I can say this, considering Miami Vice had a following in East Asia, definitely no surprise that John Woo watched some Miami Vice and got heavily influenced in it. Like, if Miami Vice started becoming parodied in stuff like anime and manga, you bet your ass that there's like a lot of people in places like Hong Kong who are influenced by Miami Vice. And that definitely includes John Woo.
There are huge Vice vibes throughout John Woo's work in the 80s. In A Better Tomorrow, besides the sort of heroic chivalry of the storyline, there's an intense moment where an injured Chow Yun-fat as Mark is walking down a ramp in an underground parking garage to take out some of the bad guys. And it has this Jan Hammer sort of synth going. And it's like, this is fucking Miami.
Yeah,
Vice
definitely.
Right here.
One thing, though, is that Hong Kong films, they love synths. You know, it's easy. The music is cheap. Back in the 80s, Japanese synthesizers started appearing in Asian markets. And the first people to truly embrace that were basically Hong Kong filmmakers.
The Killer is saturated in Vice vibes as well. Like, Danny Lee is wearing Crockett-style jackets. There's a huge boat race, the dragon boat chase, with shootouts on the beach. There's a deal gone wrong on the waterfront at night, which feels totally like Miami Vice. And also, Chow Yun-fat is motivated by his guilty conscience, just like Crockett. There are super stylish and atmospheric montages to a synth score, and of course, a dudes rock homoerotic love between Danny Lee and Chow Yun-fat, just like between Crockett and Tubbs.
Yep. For one, I could say this. When Miami Vice aired in Asia, in Chinese, in Cantonese, in Hong Kong, sorry, it's the title was not Miami Vice. It was called Sin City. In Taiwan, it's they have two. They use both Miami Vice and Miami Dragon. The thing, though, another interesting thing about Miami Vice in Asia also is that it only started airing in mainland China in 2000 with a Mandarin dub. So China only managed to get Miami Vice like a decade later, when the People's Republic started accepting American TV into mainland screens.
You know, Chow Yun-fat looking soulfully off a pier while an airplane is flying through the sky, you could put Crockett's theme to it and it would make perfect sense. Like, you could map so much of what happens in movies like The Killer and A Better Tomorrow to a Jan Hammer soundtrack and you'd lose nothing. Another connection, John Woo's American masterpiece Face Off was shot by the cinematographer Oliver Wood, who was the supervising cinematographer on 53 episodes of Miami Vice.
I was wondering, you know, like, we can get into something about John Woo, right? As a filmmaker, right? I feel that Hollywood did not treat John Woo pretty well. Like, they keep asking him to direct action movie stuff, like action with me sci-fi stuff like Face Off and Payback, right? When it's obvious that if you know John Woo's filmography in Hong Kong, he would have loved to do something like Michael Mann's The Insider or something a little bit more simpler like Heat, which is less convoluted than Face Off. You know, he would have loved to do something like that, but they keep promising him basically Matrix wannabe films Face Off was good, but you know, like, I wish that it was something a bit more. I wish that John Woo was also making movies like Heat, you know? You know what I mean? Payback was definitely something that I wish that John Woo was given to a different director other than John Woo. And it's kind of a shame. Like, those John Wick films is definitely what John Woo would have wanted to make in Hollywood. And it sucks that Hollywood treated him with no respect, you know? It's such a shame.
I feel like John Woo would have been perfectly happy directing a whole bunch of episodes of Miami Vice, for instance.
Yeah.
Another John Woo movie that's very Vice is, of course, Hard Boiled, which feels like Miami Vice episode, you know?
Okay, if Sonny Crockett knows how to play saxophone. Choi Yun-fat's character, Tequila, is basically Sonic Ocarina as a saxophone player.
And in Hard Boiled, Tony Leung is driving this red sports car with the top down through the Hong Kong Expressway overpasses, and the music sounds like Jan Hammer. And lest I fail to mention, Tony Leung lives on a houseboat, just like Sonny Crockett.
That's a part in Hardball where a bunch of guys in motorcycles start shooting up an entire warehouse, and that's pure Miami Vice. That's definitely something that would appear in Miami Vice.
But right after Vice peaked in the popular culture, John Woo made a sequel to A Better Tomorrow, and to me, this is the most Miami Vice of any of John Woo's movies, A Better Tomorrow 2 from 1987.
I love how it portrays white guys in the United States. The restaurant scene, it's basically I wrote on Twitter is that the restaurant scene in A Better Tomorrow 2 with those two Americans not liking the fried rice is like a Tim Robinson skit.
Imagine John Woo directing an episode of I Think You Should Leave.
Man, which makes sense because John Woo started his career in comedy.
Yeah.
This fucking fried rice stinks!
Holy shit! Hey, what? Good. 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 Good.